Today's shiur will be Mesichta Shavuos, Daf Lamed Tes, but we will start two lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Ches, Amud Beis. And the Gemara starts, Ton Rabbanon, the Rabbanon learned, Shavuos HaDayonim, the oath to the Dayonim that the judge should make a person swear, if he is a Moedah B'Mikvah, if he admits to part of the claim, and he denies part of the claim, so that the din is that he has to swear, so this Shavuos, he will shine an amra. It also is said in its language, which means that you could make the person swear in any language he understands. It doesn't have to be in Lashon HaKodesh, in the holy tongue, which means in Hebrew, but it could be said in any language. And then the Gemara continues, they say to him, when it comes to swear, the judges say to him, you should know, that the whole world trembled at the time when Hashem said, at Har Sinai, that you should not take the name of Hashem, your God, in vain, which means you should not swear false. So the whole world trembled when Hashem said that, which means that it's a very grave and strict thing, the din of a shvur. And also, v'chol aveira yishebetoira nemer behem v'nake, and all aveira to the Torah, the pasuk says v'nake. And this is the pasuk in Pashuk Kesiso, pasuk Lamed Aleph, where it says, noyisei chesed lo alofim, noyisei ovim v'feshe v'chato, v'nake lo yinake. But Hashem keeps the chesed to the thousand generations, and he forgives the sins. And then the pasuk says, "Venake, he will make you guiltless. Lo yenake, he will make you not guiltless." But even though the pasuk continues, "Lo yenake," that Hashem will not make you guiltless, which means he will hold you guilty. But nevertheless, in the beginning of the pasuk, it says, "Venake," that if you do tshuva, Hashem will forgive you. But ekanema, but concerning swearing false, the pasuk says, "Lo yenake, he will not forgive," because in Parsha Yisra, in the Aseret HaDibros, the Pitulchof pasuk Zion, when the pasuk says, "Lo yisisa Hashem Hashem alakecha lashov," you should not hold Hashem's name in vain. The pasuk continues, "Ki lo yenake Hashem eisa seyisa shmoi lashov," because Hashem will not forgive, will not hold guiltless a person who holds his name in vain. And here the pasuk does not mention yenake. So it seems from here that by concerning a false shavua, Hashem never forgives, while concerning other avedas, the pasuk says that he does forgive. So here too we see how much stricter shavu hashov is than other avedas. Then we continue telling him, "Chol aveda shebetoira nifroi mimenu," concerning all avedas in the Torah, we only punish him, "Bekan mimenu mimishvachtei," but concerning a false shavua, Hashem punishes him and his family. Shenema, because the pasuk says, this is a pasuk in Kehelet, Kapitel Hey, pasuk Hey, where it says, "Al titein espicho," do not give your mouth meaning by swearing false, "Lachti esterecho," to have this sin also concerning your flesh, "Vein besorei elokrovei." And when it says your flesh, it means your relative. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, "Umitzorcho loyti salem," do not cover your eyes, do not look away from your flesh, which means from your relative. So when the pasuk says, do not swear false, in order not to cause the sin on your relatives, that means that if you swear false, your relatives will also be punished for that. All avedas of the Torah, nifroi mimenu. All avedas of the Torah, they only punish him. They can mimenu mikol oilam kulei. But here, if you swear false, they punish not only him, but the whole world too. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, and this is a pasuk in Hosea, Kapitel Dalet, pasuk Beis. It says there, "Olo bekaches," which means for swearing and lying. And then the pasuk continues there in the next pasuk, in pasuk Gimel, "Al kein to eval horet," therefore the land will mourn, and all the people who live in it will have anguish. So we see that the whole land, all the people are punished if a person swears false. But then the Gemara asks, maybe only if he does everything, because the pasuk there says, which means if he swears and he lies, and he murders and steals, and commits adultery. So then the pasuk says, "I came to have a lot," for that the world, the whole earth, the whole land will mourn, etc. So maybe only if all the things are done, that's when the whole world is punished. How do we know that just for swearing false the whole world is punished? And the Gemara answers, "Lo yisal kadaitach," we don't think that way, see, because there's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu Gimel which says, "Mipnei Olah of the Horus," that because of swearing false, the earth, the land will mourn. So we see that just for swearing false it happens. Uksiv, and here is the pasuk, you know, Yishaya, the pasuk says the same lashon, "Al kein to eval ha'aretz for umlako yoishribo." So we also understand that here we also mean that it is for swearing false that the earth, all the people of the land, are going to suffer. And we continue telling him, "V'chol aveda shebetoira, all avedas of the Torah, him yesh leischus," if he has a merit, "toilun leishnaim ushloisha doiras," so we suspend the punishment for two or three generations. They can, but here concerning swearing false, "nifraim in el altar," we punish him right away. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, And this is a pasuk in Zechariah. Yepitul hei, pasuk dalet, where it says, Hoitei Hashem tvois. And he saw a Megillah which had punishment written on it. Hashem said, I will take it out. It will come to the house of the Ganas. And to the house of the one that swears in my name for false. And is going to sleep over in his house. And is going to destroy him. And its wood. And its stone. So when the pasuk says, I will take it out, it means louder, right away. And it will come at the house of the Ganav, means the Agoinav Das Abrias. That is the one that steals the mind of people, which means that he deceives people. He has no money by his friend, which means his friend doesn't owe him anything. And nevertheless, he claims it. He makes his friend swear. When it says that this punishment will come to the house of the one that swears in my name false, that's a simple meaning. Somebody who first swears false. And he's going to sleep over in his house and going to destroy him and his stones and his wood. This teaches us that things that fire and water cannot destroy it, for instance stones, cannot be destroyed by fire and water. But if he swears false, then that will punish it too. That's what we tell the person before he goes to swear. If he says, okay, I will not swear, so we free him right away. Right away we tell him, okay, leave. We're afraid he might change his mind and decide that he should swear. So we tell him right away, leave, but you're obligated to pay. Because usually when you swear, it is in order to free yourself from payment. And if you don't want to swear, then you automatically have to pay. So that's what we're saying here, that as soon as he says he doesn't want to swear, we tell him right away, you must pay, and we make him leave right away, not to give him a chance to change his mind. But if he says, I still want to swear, those that stand there, they say, one to another, go away from the tents of these people that are Shoyim. This is an expression used by Moshe Rabbeinu concerning Korach. Before he said that Korach would be pulled into the ground, he said to all the Yidden, go away from the tents of these Rishoyim. So that's the expression we use here too. We tell the people, go away from here when the person will swear. When they make him swear, they say to him, you should know, it's not on your mind that we make him swear, not on what you have in your mind. That's what will make you swear. On the mind of Hashem, on the mind of Bezn. Because that's how we find in Moshe Rabbeinu. When he made the Eden swear, and he said to them, you should know, it's not on your mind, on your understanding that we make you swear. But on the mind of Hashem, on my mind, and on my understanding. As it says, it's not only with you that I am making you swear, but with the one that's here, which means that not the way you understand Yeshua, but the way we understand, the way I understand, and the way Hashem understands, the one that's here with us, which is Hashem. And the same is with every Shavuah. We tell him that we make you swear not the way you understand the wording of the Shavuah, but the way we understand and the way Hashem understands. And the reason we do this is because of the story which is called Kanya Derovitz. That there was a person who borrowed money from somebody else, he put it into a stick, and when he came to swear, he returned it, he made the person that he borrowed the money from hold the stick. And in the stick there was the money, so actually he had at that moment returned the money. And he swore that he returned the money, and he wasn't really lying. But that's only if he swears the way he understands it. So he understands it, and it means that he actually returned the money. But if he swears the way the Bezdin understands it, the way Hashem understands it, it doesn't just mean physically that he actually returned the money for the moment, but it means that he returned the money and paid it back. So that's what we say to him, that we make you swear not on your da'at, the way you understand it, and maybe you have some kind of trick there, but your shvuah is the way Hashem understands it, and the way we the Bezdin understand it. Then the Gemara continues. When we quoted the pasuk by Moshe Rabbeinu, that he said, I don't only make you swear, but as Hashem Yeshnei Toi, Eini Yalo Oysan Ho'im Dimal HaSinai. We know that this was done with only those that were standing by HaSinai. Doiris HaBoim, the future generation. The Gerim HaSinim Lizgayet Minayin. And also the converts who in the future will convert. How do we know that they are also included in the Shavua? Talmud Loim, as the pasuk continues and says, Ve'esh Asher Einenu, and also the one that's not here. So from the words, as I share yeshnei poi, those that are here, we mean those that are here, meaning also with Hashem who is here. And then when it says those that are not here, meaning everybody else, all Klal Yisrael from all generations, even the Gerim, I'll include it in the Shavua. And we only know that the Shavuah was done concerning those mitzvahs that they received by Hasinai. Mitzvahs Hasidus Lizchadish, the mitzvahs who the future will be renewed, new mitzvahs that will be added. Kigay Mikra Megillah, for instance, the reading of the Megillah on Purim, which was an additional mitzvah that Rabbanan added. Minayin, how do we know that they are also included in the Shavuah? Talmud Lamed, the Pasuk says, the Pasuk in the Megillah, and says, Kimu Vikiblu, they fulfilled and they accepted. That means Kimu Mashakiblu Kfar. They fulfilled, they did what they accepted a long time ago. Which means at the time of Purim, they fulfilled what they accepted earlier at the time of Matan Torah. So we see that even the mitzvah of the Megillah was also accepted later in connection to what they received really by Matan Torah. So all the future mitzvahs are also included in the Shavuah that they were given then. Then the Gemara continues. We said before that the Shavuah Sadayonim Afhibil Shoino Nemro. Also it is said in its language, which means also the Shavuah Sadayonim could be said in any language that the person understands. So the Gemara asks, my Afhibil Shoino Nemro, what do we mean that it also is said in any language, which means there are other things that could be said in any language, and we're saying that also the Shavuah Sadayonim. What other things can be said in any language that we're adding to that Shavuah Sadayonim? So the Gemara answers, it's not like learning a Mishnah. It says, "Eilu nemorim b'chol loshon." These are the things that could be said in any language. Parsha Soite, the Parsha of the Soite. The Soite is the woman that the husband warned her not to hide with a certain man, and she went along and did hide with him. So the din is, you have to take her to the Beis Hamikdash, and you have to give her to drink the Mayim HaMoharim. And in the Mayim HaMoharim, you would erase a Parsha. They would have to write down on a piece of parchment the Parsha of Soite, and they would make her say certain parts of the Parsha, and then they would erase the words of that Parsha from the parchment into the water. So when they make her swear, they make her repeat the words of the Parsha, it could be said in any language. Vidui Maiseh, this is the Vidui of the Maiseh. That is, that every third year, you have to give away all the Maiseh that are in your house. Which means you don't have to give away the Maiseh right away, but by the end of the 3 years, before Pesach, you must give away all the Maiseh, take everything out of the house and give them to the proper people, and you must say a special Vidui. Now that Vidui could be said in any language. Kriyashma, the Krishma could be said in any language, Tfilah and Davening, or Birchas Hamozen, and benching after a meal, or Shvuah for Eidos, and the Shvuah of an Eidos, that if a person swears that he does not know any testimony for his friend. So there's a whole din concerning Shvuah's Eidos that if we find out later that he swore false, so then there's a special korban he has to bring. So this Shvuah for Eidos could be said in any language. Or Shvuah Apikon, that if a person is a Shomer, watches something for somebody, and later he claims that something happened to it and got stolen, etc., so he has to swear. This is also a Shavuah that I said. So this could also be said in any language. So we say now too, Shavuah Sadayonim, Avhibu Shoinanemra, that in addition to all these, also Shavuah Sadayonim could also be said in any language. Then the Gemara continues, Omer Mar, we had said before, Oim Nimloi, we say to the person who is ready to swear, Hava Yedeya, you should know, Shakol Ho'olam Kula Nizdaza B'Shor Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo'isisa Shem HaShem HaLakech HaLasho. But the whole world trembled when Hashem said, do not put the name of Hashem in vain, which means do not swear for. My time, what is the reason? Why did the world tremble more by this din than by any other mitzvah? Elaine, if you will say Mishum the Isyai the Sinai, because it was given at HaSinai, it is one of the Aseret HaDibres. So the question is, Aseret HaDibres Nami Isyai? All 10 commandments, all Aseret HaDibres were given by HaSinai. So why did the world tremble only by this Dibur of Lissi Sashim HaShem HaLakech HaLashot? The Elo, therefore, you must say Mishum the Chamira, because it is stricter. This Aveda of swearing false is worse, is stricter, as a worse punishment than all other Avedas. Umi Chamira is it then stricter? For Tanya, we learn in the Braise, Elohim Kalois, these are the Avedas, which are considered Kalois, easy ones. Ese, Veloy Sese, if you transgress a positive mitzvah, or if you transgress a negative mitzvah. Chutz Miloy Siso, except Loy Siso, is not one of the Kalois. The Aveda of Loy Siso is not one of the easy Avedas. What are chamurais? What are considered strict aveiras, lucrisis, umises bezden? Is it aveira that the punishment is cut it, and the person dies at an early age, or it is death penalty for the aveira? Veloisisa imohen. And the aveira of loisisa, of swearing false, is included in these aveiras that are strict. So we see that it is stricter than a regular law, but it is not stricter than the aveiras of krisis, umises bezden. So why is it that the world trembled when Hashem said loisisa and didn't tremble by other aveiras which are also cut it, umises bezden? And the Gemara answers, therefore, we must say, I look at it on the time, but like it says there itself, the reason that the call of Aveda should be Torah and Emer Ben Venake. Because by all Avedas of the Torah, it says, Venake, Hashem will forgive. But here, concerning swearing false, the Pasuk says Hashem will not forgive. He will not consider you guiltless, but you will be guilty. But the Gemara asks, how can you say that concerning all Aveiras of the Torah, it doesn't say, Hashem will not forgive. In other words, Hashem will forgive, Oksiv doesn't it say, Venake, Lo Yenake, and Hashem forgives, but He also doesn't forgive. So we see that by all Aveiras, He doesn't forgive. So the Gemara says, Ahumi boy, Lilikid Rebeloza. That Pasuk Lo Yenake is needed for what Rebeloza said. Tanya will learn in the Braise, Rebeloza says, E.F. Shadleimer Venake, we cannot say that Hashem forgives. The Pasuk says He will not forgive, which means He will not consider it guiltless, He will consider you guilty. We cannot say Hashem will not forgive, because the same Pasuk says He will forgive. Okay, how do the two fit? It means Menake Ulishavim, He forgives. He makes you clean if you do tshuva. And He doesn't forgive. He doesn't consider you guiltless if you do not do tshuva. So that is the difference between swearing false and all other Avedas. All other Avedas, if you do tshuva, it is menake. Hashem will make you clean, He will consider you guiltless. But concerning swearing false, even if you do tshuva, nevertheless you will be punished. Because there the Pasuk says lo yinake, and the Pasuk does not say also menake. Then we also said, kol Avedas shebetoyah nifroim imenu, all Avedas of the Torah, they get punished only from Him. Mekan imenu mimishpachta, but here, they punish Him and His family. And the Gemara asks, the whole Aveda Shabbatoyra Mishpachta Eloi, and all Avedas of the Torah, are you saying that they don't punish his family? Vaksiv, doesn't the Pasuk say, that Samti ani ponai ba'ishahu b'mishpachtoi, Hashem says, I will put my face to this man and to his family. So we see that for other Avedas, Hashem also punishes the family. Tanya, we also learn in the Braise, Omer Reb Shimi said, im hu choto mishpachta machotos, if he sins. We're talking about a person did Aveda, but what did his family do? Why will his family be punished? Loim enough to teach you. You don't have a family yet. Among them, one of them is a muchas, is a tax collector. And we know in the Gemara constantly that tax collectors were bad people because they used to collect the tax and take extra money for themselves. So what he's saying is that you don't have a family, that among them should be one tax collector, that not all of them are considered like tax collectors. They're all bad people. You don't have a family, that one of them should be a robber, that all of them shouldn't be considered robbers. And the reason is, because they protect him, they cover up on him. So if one person in the family is bad, then probably they're all bad because they all cover up on him. So we see that concerning all other Avedas too, if one person does Aveda, the rest of the family is punished too. So the Gemara answers, wholesome over there concerning other Avedas, they get punished with a different punishment. He gets a severe punishment, and the family that cover up on him, they get a lighter punishment. Okay, but here, concerning swearing false, Medina today, the other people of the family get punished with the same punishment as he does. The Tanya is in the Braise, Rebbe says, Hashem says, I will cut him down. He will die at young age. Why does the Pasuk say that? And this is concerning the Pasuk that we quoted before, the Samti Ani Asponai Ve'ishahu Ve'mishpachtas. So why does it say Ve'chrati Oisoi? Because the Pasuk says, the Samti Ani Asponai, that I will put my face not only to him, but to the whole family. Yochel, I would think, Kol HaMishpacha Kula Be'Koras, that the whole family will get Koras. Talmud Loimer, the Pasuk says, Oisoi. Ve'chrati Oisoi, I will cut him off. Oisoi Be'Koras, that he will get Koras, but not the whole family will get Koras. Which means the whole family will also be punished, but with a lighter punishment. But concerning swearing false, the whole family gets punished, it's the same punishment as he does. Then we said before, all Avedas of the Torah, we only punish him. But here, we punish him and the whole world. And as we said before, Pasuk says, all of Ikichesh, that he lies and swears. Even the Pasuk continues, I came to Evel Horeth for that reason. The land will mourn. And the Gemara's kasha is, maybe, when will everybody else get punished if he does all the Avedas mentioned in the Pasuk before? And the Gemara answers, we don't think so, because the Pasuk says, because of swearing false, the land will suffer, the land will mourn. And then there are two gears as whether we have the same question here or we have the question there, because the way we said before, the question was mentioned already in the Braise itself. And according to this gear, the question is mentioned here. Then the Gemara continues, the Chol Avedah Shebe Torah Mikol Olam Loi, is it so that from all Avedahs in the Torah you don't punish the whole world if one person does an Avedah? For Ksiv, doesn't it say the Koshlu Ish Ba'achiv, that one person will stumble over his brother, meaning Ish Ba'avaynachiv, that a person will stumble, which means get punished for the Avedah of his brother. Melamed, that teaches us Shekol Yisrael Arevim Zebezed, or all the Jews are responsible one for another. So therefore, if one person does an Aveda, everybody else is responsible and will get punished. The Gemara answers, Hotsam there, Shiyash B'yodam Limchot V'lei Michol. And it's only if they had the ability to protest and didn't protest. That's when other people are punished. But if they didn't have the ability to protest, then they will not be punished for this person's Aveda. But concerning swearing false, everybody in the world is punished for this one person who swore false. Then the Gemara asks, since we said before that for swearing false, his family gets punished with the same punishment as him. And then we said the whole world also gets punished. But obviously there is a difference between the family and the whole world. And we also said before that for other Aveiros also, the family will be punished, but not with the same kind of punishment. So there too we understand that there is a difference between the family and other people in the world. And it's also self-understood that in all these cases there is a difference between the tzaddikim and the shayim. When we say that the family gets punished and so does the world get punished, there is probably a difference whether the family and the other people in the world are tzaddikim or they are shayim. And that's what the Gemara asks now. What is the difference between the shayim of his family and the shayim of the world? Between the tzaddikim of his family and the tzaddikim of the world. What is the difference in the punishment? And the Gemara answers, who b'shar aveiro is bedinoi? By other aveiros, he gets his punishment. Or reshoyim the mishpacha, the reshoyim of his family, bedin chomer, also get punished with a strict, very severe punishment, but not the same as his own punishment. Or reshoyim the alma, and the reshoyim of the world, bedin akal, in a light punishment. Tzadike the hocha v'hocha p'tire. Tzadikim, whether it is of the family or of the world, are potter by other aveiros. But Gabi Shavua, concerning swearing false, who Rishoyim the Mishpacha Kedina, he and the Rishoyim of his family get punished with his punishment, or Rishoyim the Alma Bedin Chamur, and the Rishoyim of the world get punished with a strict punishment, the Tzadike, the Hocha, the Hocha, Bedin Akal, and Tzadikim, whether they are of his family or of the world, get punished with a light punishment. So what we see here is that Tzadikim, even of the world, still get punished for his Aveda. The only thing is they get punished with light punishment, but that's only by swearing false. By other Aveiros, tzaddikim don't get punished at all. And the Gemara continues. We said before, Imam Arei Nishba, if he says, I don't want to swear, we patter him right away, we free him right away to make sure he doesn't change his mind. Imam Arei Nishba, if he says, I still want to swear, those that stand there say to each other, stay away from the tents of these Rishoyim. Now when we say these Rishoyim, who do we mean Rishoyim? Because there's only one person here that's going to swear. So the pashtas we mean the two people who are in dispute. The one that is going to swear and the one that makes him swear. So the Gemara's question is, the one that is going to swear, we understand why concerning him we use the pasuk surano, because we suspect maybe he's a Russian and he's going to swear false. But the one that makes him swear, why do we consider him also a Russian? And the Gemara answers, because it's tanya like you learn in a braise. Reb Shimon Tarfon says, the pasuk says, Shvuat Hashem, Tiya ben Shneihem, the Shvu of Hashem should be between them both. Malamed teaches us, Shachol Shvuah or Shneihem, that the Shvu applies to both. And therefore, if it is a false Shvu, they both have the Aveda. And therefore, we use the Loshon, Suru Nomi al Oleh Hanoshim or Shoim Eile, concerning both. Then the Gemara continues. He said before, we make him swear, we say to him, have a day, you should know, that you don't swear on your own mind and your own understanding, but on the understanding of Hashem and on the understanding of the Bezdin. And the Gemara asks, why do we have to tell him that? And the Gemara answers, Mishum Kanya de Rove, because of the story with the stick concerning Rove, as we mentioned before, and to make sure he understands that it's not the way he has in mind the Shvuah, but it's the way the Bezdin and Hashem have in mind, it is, so he won't be able to trick as the story of Kanya de Rove. Then the Gemara continues, it said in the Mishnah, Kaina Shtei Kesef, that in order to be Chayav Shvuah of Moedib Mikzas, it has to be, it says, a Taina of two Kesef. The claim, the chatchila, has to be of at least two kesef, which means two ma of kesef, two silver ma, which were a third of a dinar. And the Mishnah continued, and the Haidoe, he has to admit at least Neshava Prutza, which means the claim has to be at least of two kesef, and he has to admit at least for a Shava Prutza. Gemara says, Omar Rav, Rav said, Kfiras Taina Shtei Kesef. When the Mishnah said that the Taina has to be two kesef, it doesn't mean that the Taina starts off with two kesef. And then, out of the two kesef, he has to admit at least to a pruta, but it means that he denies the Taina has to be Shtei Kesef, which means that the denial has to be of at least two kesef. In order to have a denial of two kesef and an admission of one pruta, obviously it has to start off at least with two kesef and a pruta. So according to Rav, the only time you bechayev and shvua moed b'miksas is if the taina lechatchila is of at least two kesef and a pruta, and he denies at least two kesef and admits to at least a pruta, so then he has chayev a shvua moed b'miksas. But if the claim lechatchila was only two kesef, and out of the two kesef he admitted to a pruta and denied the rest, so it comes out that his denial is concerning less than two kesef, because out of the two kesef he admitted to a pruta and he denied the rest. So his denial is concerning less with a pruta than two kesef. And in such a case, you are not chayev shvua moedel mikzas according to Rav. It is only if the denial is concerning two kesef. So you have to chatchila have a claim of at least two kesef and a pruta. And if he denies two kesef and he admits to a pruta, that's when you are chayev shvua moedel mikzas. Shmuel Omar, but Shmuel says the pshat in the Mishnah is taina atzma shtei kesef. When the taina itself, the claim lechatchila has to be two kesef. Afilu loy kofar ela bepruta. And later on, out of the two kesef, he has to deny a little bit and admit a little bit. So even if he just denies concerning a pruta, veloy hoyda ela bepruta, or he only admitted concerning a pruta, he is chayev. It has to start off with a claim of two kesef. Out of the two kesef, no matter which way it goes, whether he admits to a pruta and denies the rest, or he only denies concerning a pruta and admits to the rest, in both cases, he is chayev v'shmur moed b'miksas. So when it says in the Mishnah, ha-taina shtei kesef, it means that the whole taina has to be at least two kesef, but not more than two kesef. It doesn't have to be more. While according to Rav, in order to be chayev v'shmur moed b'miksas, there has to be a denial of at least two kesef, and therefore, the taina l'chatchila obviously has to be more than two kesef. The Gemara says, Omar Rav Rav said, Deike Masnissin Tumasa De Rav. From the Mishnah, it seems like to be Meduyik like Rav says. From the words of the Mishnah, it seems to be like Rav. Ukroi Kevasa De Shmuel. But from the words of the Psukim, it seems to be like Shmuel. Deike Masnissin Tumasa De Rav. We are able to be Meduyik from the Mishnah like Rav. Because the Mishnah, it says, Hataina Shtei Kesev Ahaidoi Shava Pruta. So the Taina has to be two Kesev. The admitting has to be at least of a Shava Pruta. The Iluk Firas Taina Pruta like Tone. It doesn't say in the Mishnah that you have to deny at least a pruta. No. Because according to Shmuel, there are three dinim. The tiny lechatchila has to be of two kesef. Then, when you admit part, you have to admit at least a pruta. And the same thing concerning denial. That when you deny, you have to deny at least a pruta. Now, in the Mishnah, it just has two inyanim. The tiny has to be two kesef. The haidor, the admitting, has to be a pruta. And it doesn't mention that the denial also has to be of at least a pruta. Why doesn't it mention? Obviously, that din is not true. Obviously, when it says in the Mishnah, Hataina Shtei Kesef, that is what it means. That the Kfiras Taina, that when you deny the Taina, you have to have at least two Kesef. So, B'meila, the Mishnah doesn't write that the denial has to be at least in a Pruta, because that's not true. The denial has to be in at least two Kesef. So the Mishnah says everything. The Mishnah, according to Rav, says clearly that you have to deny at least in two kesef. You have to admit at least in the pruta. So it's obvious that in order to have a shvua might mix us, there has to be a tain of at least two kesef in the pruta. When you have two kesef in the pruta, there is an ability to deny two kesef and to admit to a pruta. So according to Rav, we understand why the Mishnah only says these two inyanim. That the taina is two kesef, which means he has to at least deny in the taina of two kesef. And also the haidor is a pruta. But according to Shmuel, there are three things here. There is a special din that the taina must be of at least two kesef. The first claim must be two kesef, that's one din. There's also a din that when you admit, you have to admit at least in a pruta. And then there's another din that when you deny, the denial has to be at least in a pruta. Why doesn't the Mishnah mention it? Obviously, the Mishnah is like Rav, not like Shmuel. Two kesef, that's one din. There's also a din that when you admit, you have to admit at least in a pruta. And then there's another din that when you deny, the denial has to be at least in a pruta. Why doesn't the Mishnah mention it? Obviously, the Mishnah is like Rav, not like Shmuel. But now, Nama, we also learn another Mishnah. Yet ha'idah b'pruta. It says clearly in another Mishnah that when you admit in a pruta. Because it says in the Mishnah that there are many things which she has a din of a pruta. One thing is, I know, when you cheat, there's a din that you're not allowed to cheat in the pruta. When you admit by maidim mikzas, it has to be at least in a pruta. The ilu kfira be pruta laktana. And it doesn't mention there that you have to deny at least in a pruta. Now, if the din is like Shmuel says, that when you deny, you have to deny at least in a pruta, but there is a din of pruta, why doesn't the Mishnah there, when it mentions all the different things that are connected to a pruta, why doesn't it mention this also? Is that I, again, like Rav, that there is no din that you have to deny in a pruta. The din is that you have to deny at least in two kesef. But the kroik was the Shmuel. But for the psukim is mashma like Shmuel. The ksi, because the pasuk says, and this is the pasuk from where we learn out the din of maidim amiktas. Because the din of maidim amiktas is learned out from the pasuk. To yitein ishal reyeyu kesav kelim lishmar. If a person will give to his friend money or kelim, vessels to watch, and then when he comes to claim his money or kelim, he tells him ki who's there, which means that he tells him that this is all that I owe you. That means maidim b'miktas. So he says, only this I owe you, which means part he denies and part he admits. And the pasuk continues that he has to swear. So from here we learn out the din of maidim b'miktas. Now the pasuk says concerning this din, that it is a case where you gave to your friend to watch kesef by kelim. So we compare the two, kesef and kelim, and we say, ma kelim shnayim af kesef shnayim. Just like kelim is two, because it says kelim loshen rabbi in plural, that means at least two. So two, concerning kesef, when is there a din of maidim b'miktas? Only if there is two. But two of what? So we say, ma kesef dover choshuv, I've called dover choshuv, that just like kesef is a dover choshuv, an important thing. So too, other things, only if it's important. It has nothing to do with kelim. We don't say, ma kesef dover choshuv, af kelim dover choshuv. That when do you swear concerning kelim, only if the kelim are important kelim. Because the Gemara later on will say it's not so. Even if the kelim are not important, even if they're needles, you still have to swear. But concerning other things which are not kelim, we learn out from here, it has to be a dover choshuv. And the Chachamim learned out what's a dover choshuv. A dover choshuv is at least a mo kesef. So here we see it has to be at least a mo kesef. And in addition to that, it has to be two. So from here we know it has to be two mo kesef. So this is the place where we learn out that the din of maidah b'miktas is if there is a taina of shtei mo kesef, two mo kesef. The Kama Rachmanin and this the pasuk says, ki huzeh, that this is it, which means that he denies part and admits part. And the pasuk starts off by saying kesef by kelim. So we see from here that the taina lechatchila is of two mo kesef, and within the two mo kesef, he denies part and admits the part. But according to Rav, this is not true. According to Rav, in order to be chayiv maidim b'miktas, if he has a claim of two mo kesef, you wouldn't be chayiv a shvuah. Because as Rav says, you have to have at least two mo kesef with a pruta. Because you must at least deny the two mo kesef and admit in the pruta. And since the pasuk starts off by saying that lechatchila the whole taina is over two more kesef, is a raya, like Shmuel says, that the taina has to be two more kesef and not the denial has to be a two more kesef. And the Gemara answers the Rav, what does Rav say? Havumi boyele lehidov mitzvah taina. He says that pasuk he was there comes to teach us that you have to at least admit to part of the taina. The pasuk in Kuzeh does not speak about the denial at all. The pasuk Kuzeh only speaks about the admitting. And it says, Ki Huzeh, that he says this is it, which means he admits the part. So the pasuk is really trying to teach us that when is there a din of a shvuah? Only if he admits the part. And the admitting takeh has no shear above a pruta. It has to be at least a pruta, but not more. Concerning the part of the denial, that is not mentioned in the pasuk. So even though the pasuk starts off with a case of two makesef, still, later on when the pasuk says, ki who's there, all the pasuk is trying to tell us that he has to admit to part. But the denial is not mentioned at all in the pasuk. That the denial is of what we had mentioned before. The pasuk just tells us that he has to say, ki who's there, he has to admit to part, admit at least to a pruta. So then, there is a din of a shvuah by a moedim amiktas. But concerning the denial, since the pasuk doesn't speak about the denial at all, so we can't say that the denial is part of the taina that we said before, which started off with two kesef. The Torah doesn't speak about the denial at all. So Rav holds the denial has to be a denial of two more kesef. The pasuk just speaks about the admitting, and it says that he has to admit the part. And the admitting has to be at least of a pruta, but not more. But then the Gemara says to Shmuel, what does Shmuel say to that? How does Shmuel say that from this pasuk we see that the denial has to be a denial of within two more kesef, when the pasuk doesn't speak about the denial at all? And the Gemara answers, no. Ksiv hu, ksiv ze. The pasuk says, ki hu ze. This is it. So from here we know the ikar for the mikzas, v'oide b'mikzas chayev, that he is chayev if he denied part and admitted part. The word who that teaches us par denial, par admitting. When he says that means this is it, only this is it. Who comes to teach us that there is a part that he had denied? And since this comes in continuation to the beginning, which starts over to Kesef, and the Pasuk here mentions the denial and the admitting, from here we see that the admitting and the denial both are within the two Kesef. That means that you don't have to deny two Kesef, but within two Kesef itself, part you deny and part you admit. So this is a raya that you don't have to deny to Tumo Kesef, but even if within Tumo Kesef, part you deny and part you admit, it is also Mechayev Yoshua. But then the Gemara asks, V'Rav, isn't this a Kasha Rav? How could Rav say that the denial is not mentioned here? And therefore we cannot learn the Pshat that the denial is from within to Kesef, when we see that the denial is mentioned here, because the Pasuk says, Hu and Ze. And the Gemara answers, according to Rav, Chad lo idoy b'miktzatayne, v'chad lo idoy b'minatayne. The word Hu Ze doesn't come for the Kfire and for the Hidoy. It comes for other dinim. One is for the Hidoy, that you have to admit the part, and the other word in the Pasuk comes to teach us that you're admitting has to be Mimina Taina, that you have to admit from within the same kind of the Taina. And if he claims one thing and you admit to something else but not part of what he claims, then you are Potter. So since we use the other word to teach us this deen, Haidoh Mimina Taina, so we don't have an extra word for the Kfira, for the denial. So since the Pasuk is not talking about the denial, we have no Raya that the denial has to be from within the two Mokes. Shmuel. So now it's a Kasha and Shmuel. How does Shmuel have a raya that the Torah is talking about a denial from within the two Mokeses? So he says, Lav Memele Shamit Menei Dechoser Leitaina. Even if you won't say that the Pasuk is actually talking about the denial, still we have a raya that it is a denial within the Taina. Since the Pasuk starts off by saying that he claimed two Mokeses, and then the Pasuk says that he admitted to part. So obviously, since he admitted to part, he denied the rest of it, the rest of what? Of what we spoke about, which is Tumo Kesef. So obviously he is not denying Tumo Kesef, since part of the Tumo Kesef he admitted. So already there is missing a Pruta from within the Tumo Kesef. So even if he admits to a Pruta and denies to everything else, it is already less than the Taina. And since the Taina started off with Tumo Kesef, obviously the denial doesn't have to be in Tumo Kesef. But Lachur, according to this, it's a Kasha Rav. How can Rav say that the denial has to be in Tumo Kesef, when from the Pasuk we see that the denial is after the whole Taina is Tumo Kesef, and he admitted part, and he denied in the rest? Elo Amalach Rav, the Gemara that Rav will tell you, Kesef ki osem yi kore l'kfira udase. When the Pasuk starts off by saying, Yitain ishel reyeyu kesef hoy keilim lishmor, and from there we learn now that we're talking about Tumo Kesef. The Tumo Kesef that the Torah is talking about in the beginning is not Tumo Kesef that he claimed, but it's Tumo Kesef that he denied. So the Chatchila, the Pasuk, is talking about the amount of the denial. The im came, because if not for that, if we're going to say the Pasuk is talking about the claim, lichtav rachmona, let the Torah write, ki yitin yishal reyeyu keilim lishmor, and if a person will give to his friend keilim to watch, v'ano aminin, I would say, ma keilim shnayim af kol shnayim. Just like Kaylee means two, so everything else has to be two. So I would understand myself that if the claim is over Kesef, it also has to be two. Kesef, the cause of Rachman Alamali, why did the Torah have to mention Kesef? The word Kesef is extra. Therefore we say, Einay Inyan Letaino, if you can't use the word Kesef for the claim, because that is extra, Nei Inyan Lekfira. So put it for the denial. That's the clause in the Gemara a lot of times. That when we have a word in the Pasuk that is not needed for the place where the Pasuk mentions it, we use it for something else which is similar. So here too, since he says that the word Kesef is extra, because since it says you have to have a claim of two kalim, and the same would apply to anything else. So we understand also, if the claim is over Kesef, it would have to be over two Kesef. But why does the Pasuk have to mention Kesef? So that word cannot be used in the place where the Torah mentions it. So we use it to a similar place. What is the next step? The Kfira, the denial. From here we know that the denial has to be two Kesef. Shmuel. So now it's a Kasha and Shmuel. Omalachi will tell you, E cost of Rachman and Kalim, but the cost of Kesef. If the Torah would have just written Kalim and not Kesef, I would have said, Ma Kalim Shnaim, Afkol Shnaim. And just like Kalim are two, everything else has to be two. So Taka, we would know this part, that when do you have a Din of Maidim and Mikhtas to swear only if there was a claim of two and he denied a part of it? Avodav Achoshev Loibinus. But to be a Choshev, a thing we wouldn't know. We wouldn't know from here that you have to have a Dover Choshev. Kamash Malon, that's why the Pasuk says Kesef, to teach us a Dover Choshev. So from here we know that it has to be a claim of two Kesef. But if the Torah wouldn't mention Kesef, so we would think that even if the claim is of two Prutas, for instance, still he would have to swear if he's a Maidim and Mikhtas. That's why the Pasuk has to mention the word kesef in the claim, to teach us that it has to be a claim of two, but two important things. And b'meila, since the word kesef is not extra, we cannot use the word kesef to teach us that the kfira has to be tuma kesef. But Rav learns that the word kesef comes for the kfira, and the kfira has to be tuma kesef. And the Gemara says, "Nah, now we'll ask you, Akasha, we learned in our Mishnah that if he claims, shtei kesef yesh lebiyoko, I have by you two kesef, and he answers him, ein lo biyodi ala pruta, et I only owe you one pruta, poteri es poter. My time, what is the reason? Why should he be poter? Isn't this a regular case of maita b'miksas? Love, don't you think the reason is, mishim d'chosr lo taina, because the taina is missing, with you to the shmul, et akasha shmul, this part of the Mishnah seems to be exactly like Rav said, because Rav holds that the only time there's a maita b'miksas, if he claims at least two more kesef with a pruta, and he denies the two more kesef and admits in the pruta. But if he claims l'chatchila just two more kesef, and within the two more kesef he admits to a pruta, then he is part of a mashua. That's exactly what the Mishnah is saying. But if he claimed two kesef, and he answered him, I only owe you a pruta, he is potter. Why should he be potter? Obviously because the tiny l'chatchila wasn't enough, because he only claimed two more kesef, and he didn't claim two kesef and a pruta. So tarayet rav and a kashan shmul. And the Gemara answers, Amalach Shmuel, Shmuel will answer you, me, Sovres, do you think? Shavik Tani, at the Mishnah where it says that he claimed two kesef, it means, Shavik kesef, worth two kesef, Davkik Tani. It means exactly. In other words, when we asked the Kasha and Shmuel from this part of the Mishnah, we thought that this thing of the Mishnah would be whether he actually claimed two kesef, or he claimed an object which is worth two kesef, and he admitted to the value of a pruta. So then it would be a good kashe on Shmuel. But Shmuel says that when the Mishnah says he claims shtei kesef, it means exactly as it says. This din is only true if he actually claimed two pieces of silver. And he answered him, I only owe you a pruta. Now a pruta is made of copper. So it comes out that he didn't answer him, mimin hapaina. He didn't admit to part of the taina he had, because he claimed two silver, and he answered him, I owe you copper. And that is not mimin hapaina. What he claimed, he didn't admit to him, because he claimed two kesef, and he didn't admit anything of kesef, he denied the whole kesef. And what he admitted, he never claimed, because he admitted one pruta of copper, and that he never claimed. It's not the pshat, he said, you owe me a lot of prutas of copper. And he admitted to one pruta of copper. He never asked him for copper at all. So that is the reason why the Mishnah has a sputter in this case. Not because the tainim was not big enough. It is because he answered him something which is not mimin hapain of itself. But then the Gemara says, if so, Amos Sefer, look at the Sefer it says there. If he claimed shtei kesef upruta, yesh labiyotcha, you owe me two kesef and a pruta. And he answers, ein labiyodi ala pruta, I only owe you a pruta, chayiv ischay. So, I amrit bishloime. Shove, if you're going to say that the Mishnah is talking in a case of the value, it is not because he claimed kesef and he answered in the chayshet. But the question here is in the value. He claimed that he owes him a value of two kesef and a pruta. And he answered him, I only owe you a pruta. And that is the reason he is chayiv. That's why he's chayiv. It makes sense why in this case he is chayiv. The case before he was potter because he only claimed the value of two kesef. So he couldn't have denied two kesef because he admitted in a pruta of it. But in the case where he claimed two kesef and a pruta, and he admitted a pruta, so here he is chayiv because he denied in a value of two kesef. But if you're going to say it means dafke, the whole discussion here is of what kind he is claiming, that he is claiming two kesef, which is silver. And he's admitting to a pruta, so am I chayiv, why is he chayiv? In the case where he claimed two pieces of kesef and one pruta of nechayshet. And he admitted to this one pruta of nechayshet, why is he still chayiv? That what he claimed he didn't admit, because he claimed he owes him two kesef and one pruta of nechayshet. And he admitted only to one pruta of nechayshes, that is still not considered a maida b'miktas, because he only admitted to one thing of the things that he claimed. Which means, in one thing, he admitted completely, and in the other thing, he denied completely. So he's still not a maida b'miktas. When is a maida b'miktas? Only if in what he claims, he admits the part and denies the part. But if a person claims two things, and one he admits and one he denies, that is not called a maida b'miktas. Because in one thing, he admitted completely, and in the other thing, he denied completely. So according to this, even if he claims two kesef and one pruta, and he admits to one pruta, still he should be potter. If the reason here is because of the object that he's claiming and not because of the value. And the Gemara answers, Mi dehu taime elu l'shmul. Your whole kash is only according to Shmuel. Ha'omer of Nachman Shmuel. Didn't Rav Nachman say in the name of Shmuel? ton of chitin, this oirin, and if he claims you owe me wheat and barley, and he admits to one of them, he is chayef. When do we say he's fotter? Only if he claims the wheat and he admits the barley. So then we say that the wheat which he claimed, he didn't admit at all. He denied completely. The barley which he admitted, he never claimed. There we say he's not a Megillah Mitzvah. But if he claimed two kinds, Chitin and Soidim, and he admitted to one of them, Shmuel holds this is considered a Megillah Mitzvah. And therefore Shmuel will learn Shat in the Mishnah, that when it says that he asked him for two kesev and one pruta, and he admitted to the pruta, the reason he is Chayef, because he admitted to part of the time. And the Gemara says, Hochananam Istavre, the logic also says that this is a pshat in the Mishnah. Because Midikt on the Sefer, because in the Sefer later on in the Mishnah it says, if he claims litra zov, yesh li biyotcho, you owe me a litra of gold, and he answers, ein lo biyodi el litra kesev, I only owe you a litra of silver, poter he is poter. That's what it says in the Mishnah later on. So, if you're going to say that the whole discussion in the Mishnah is dafke, that when it says before he claimed shtei kesev and he admitted the fruta, he is potter, because we're talking that he claimed silver and he admitted in copper. And later on we say that if he claimed two kesev and a fruta and he admitted the fruta, he is chayev. The reason is because he claimed two kesev, two silver and one copper, and he admitted to one of them, he is chayev. So then we understand in this case too, mishum hakapotter. That's why if he claims a litre of gold, and he admits to a litre of silver, he is potter. Why? Because he admits to something he never claimed, and the thing he claimed, he never admitted. Because this is exact. If we're learning the whole Mishnah, that when it says silver, it means silver dafke, so in this case, it also would mean that when he claims gold, it means gold dafke. But he claimed gold, and he admitted to silver, so this is not mimina taine, and that's why he is potter. But according to Rabu Holt, that the whole discussion is not silver or copper or gold. The whole discussion is not value. He claims something which is the value of two kesef. And he admitted to the value of a pruta, that's why he's put there, because he didn't deny enough to be mechayev and meshrua. And in the second case where he claims two kesef and the pruta, it means something which has the value of two kesef and a pruta. And the reason is chayev is because he denied enough which is mechayev and meshrua. So in the case where it says litrezov, it also doesn't mean he actually claimed gold, but that means he claims something which has the value of a litre of gold. And when he admits to a litre of silver, it means that he admitted that the value of it wasn't the value of a litre of gold, but the value was the value of a litre of silver. So my potter, why is it potter? Litre tuv av, a litre has a lot. When he claimed a litre of gold, it definitely had the value of two kesef, of two more kesef. So the taina had enough. It had enough to be mechayev him shvur. He admitted to a litre of silver, meaning to the value of a litre of silver, which has more than the pruta. So all the conditions are filled, so why should he be put? So we must say that in the case when he claims a litre of gold and he admits to a litre of silver, there it definitely means bedafke. The reason he is put there, because when he claimed a litre of gold, it wasn't that he claimed something which had the value of a litre of gold. It means he actually claimed a litre of gold. And he admitted that he owes him a litre of silver. And that's why it's put there, because it's not in Minatayne. But Elami the Sefer, dafke, since the Sefer is dafke, when it says gold, it means he claimed gold. And when he answered silver, it means dafke silver. And not the value, reisha name dafke. So the ratio where it says he claimed two kesev, and the second case where it says he claimed two kesev and a pruta, it means dafke. And the reason why in the case where he claimed two kesev and he admitted the pruta, he is pruta. In the case where he claimed two kesev and a pruta and he admitted the pruta, he is chayev, is because this is nemina taina, that is not nemina taina. See, as it used to the Rav Sotzakashan Rav, because according to Rav, and the case was where he claimed two kesev and he admitted to a pruta, the reason he should be potter is not because he answered him copper when he claimed silver. The reason his potter should be because when he claimed two more kesef, there isn't enough in his tainus to be mechayev shvur. And since we see from the Mishnah that the whole case is dafke, so it's mashme, that the reason why the first case is potter is because he answered him copper against the tainus of silver, while according to Rav, that shouldn't be the reason. The reason should be that he should be potter because he never had enough in his tainus. And the Gemara says, Amalek Rav, I will tell you, Kula must need neshava. The whole Mishnah is talking about the value. And the reason he's put there in the first case of the Mishnah is because he claimed a value of two kesev, which is not enough. And the reason it's chayiv in the case where he claimed two kesev and a pruta is because he did claim enough. by the end of the Mishnah that says that he claimed a litre zov and he answered a litre keseh. He is fotter, there it must be bidafke. So he says, litre zov, shiny, the case of the litre zov is different. That taka means dafke. That case, only that case, means that he claimed a litre of gold, actually gold, dafke, and he answers him, I owe you a litre of keseh, silver, dafke, and that's why he's fotter. And the reason is, since he mentioned a weight, so then it definitely means that he meant a weight, a litre of gold. And when he answers him a weight of silver, he means bedafke silver. But in the place where it says shtei keseh before, there it means matbeis, it means coins. So when we say shtei keseh, we mean something which has the value of two coins of keseh, two more keseh. But in the litre, that's an exception to the pshat in the Mishnah, and there it means bedafke. Hey, da, Rav, I have a raya, the rest of the Mishnah is not talking about silver bedafke, but talking about the value. Ikton is later, because that's later on in the Mishnah. Din is of libiyotcha, he says to him, a gold dinar you owe me. And he answers, ein lach biyodi ela dinar kesef. I only owe you a dinar of silver. Or trisis, I only owe you a trisis. Upuntian, or I only owe you a puntian, he says. Upruta, or he says, I only owe you a pruta. Chayev is chayev. And the reason the Mishnah gives is, shahakel min matbeya achasin, because they are all one kind of matbeya. But if you're going to say the whole discussion is over something which has the value of a dinar zov, and he answers him, I only owe you something which has the value of a dinar kesef, or the value of a trisit, or the value of a pudin, or a pruta, we understand why he's chayev. Because it is only min hatainis, in the same tainis. He says, you owe me this amount, and he answers, I owe you less than that. But if you're going to say that the Mishnah means dafke, so when it says that he asked him for a dinar zov, he means gold. So when he answers him, I only owe you a dinar of kesef, or I only owe you a trisit or a pundin or a pruta, am I chayev? Why is he chayev? It's not minataina. He claimed gold and he asked him, I only owe you silver. And since it does say chayev, obviously it didn't mean he actually is asking for gold. It means he's asking for the value of a dinar zov. And he's answering him the value of a dinar kesef, and that's why it's chayev. So tarayat rav. Oh, man, Rabbi Lozer, so Rabbi Lozer said, he's answering it according to Shmuel, b'shetarnei b'dinei matbei. And it means he claimed a dinar of coins. When it says that he claimed a dinar zov, etaka means bedafke, according to Shmuel, that he claimed gold. But he didn't claim gold in the weight of a dinar, but he actually claimed the coin which was a dinar zov. And he answered him, I only owe you the coin dinar, which is kesef of silver. The Kamash from the Mishnah is trying to tell us, the peruta bechlal matbeya isa. And the peruta is also a coin. And this is considered a minataina. When he claims gold, and he answers him, I only owe you silver, so then that's not called a minataina. But when he claims a coin of gold, and he answers him, I owe you a coin of silver, since they are both coins, so they are considered minataina, and it is called that it is a moedim mixataina. They can amir, I to this, the ktone, it says in the Mishnah, shahakol min matbeyachas, the reason the Mishnah gives why you're chayiv in this case, because it's all one type of coin. Now, according to Rav, why is it important to know it's all one type of coin? Because according to Rav, we're not talking about coins here, we're talking about the value. So what does the Mishnah give the reason that why are you chayiv? Because it's all min matbeyachas. So this proves that the Emet is asking for the coin of gold bedafke. But since he's asking for a coin of gold, and he's answering him, I owe you a coin of silver, or a trisit, or a pudin, or a pruta, that's why you're chayiv, because it is considered a minataina, since it's all coins. Rav, so the Kashan Rav, according to Rav's pshat, why does the Mishnah have to add the word shahakol min matbeyachasein? They said the pshat is shahakol din matbeyachas. That all these coins have the same din. What the Mishnah is saying, that all these coins that we mentioned have the same din, being that they have the value enough to be mechayev ashur. Since the least of the coins that we mentioned here was a pruta, and that's what he admitted, and the din is that if you admit a pruta, you're already considered a meidim mikveh. That's why the din is a chayev, and that's what the Mishnah means. That why in all these cases you're chayev, because all these matbeis have the same din. This was a teretz Rebbe Lozer gave according to Shmuel. So the Gemara asks, for Rebbe Lozer, according to Rebbe Lozer Lema, will we say, midas seifik is Shmuel metaretz, reishanamik is Shmuel svirelei, since in the seifik, concerning this case of din azov libiyotcha, Rebbe Lozer tried to answer it according to Shmuel, does that mean that in the reisha we also hold according to Shmuel? That means that when it says in the reisha that he claims two keses, and he answers him, I only owe you a pruta, he is potter. So the machloikas in Rav and Shmuel was, according to Rav, the reason why you are potter is because the claim wasn't enough, and according to Shmuel, the reason he's potter is because he claimed two pieces of silver. And he answered him, I only owe you a piece of copper. So will we say that Rebbe Lozer, since in the Sefer he learned pshat like Shmuel, in the Reisha he also learned pshat like Shmuel, so we have a raya that Rebbe Lozer follows the opinion of Shmuel? And the Gemara says, well, no. Sefer, dafke, the Sefer he learns, it means dafke. When it says dinezov, it means dafke gold, diktone, because it says shahakol mimat beyach. Then the Mishnah gives the reason. Hakol mimat beyach, that proves that the discussion here is concerning the matbeyat. And if it wouldn't be a question of a Mabeya, then Take would be Potter, because he's claiming gold and he's answering him silver. So that's why in the Seifa he learns that pshat. The Reisha, but in the Reisha, Kirava Kishmu. In the Reisha, the reason why if he claims two kesef and he answers him a pruta, and if he claims two kesef and a pruta and he answers him a pruta, in the first case he is Potter, the second one is Chayev, he could learn or like Rav or like Shmu. We have no Raya how he learns. Or he learns like Rav, that the reason he's Potter in the first case is because it didn't have enough to the Taine. And the second case did have enough, or he learns like Shmu, that in the first case he claimed silver and he answered him copper, that's why he's Potter. And in the second case, when he claimed silver and copper and he answered him copper, this is considered a Mina Taine, and that's why he's Chayev.